Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on a Wednesday morning. A 32-year-old man has been arrested for two weekend robberies. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect was arrested for a robbery at Taco Bell on West 21st Street North and a Burger King in the 700 block of North Tyler. The man was booked into Sedgwick County Jail on two counts of robbery, possession of drug paraphernalia, and aggravated weapons violation. A storage building and a fire truck in the Butler County city of Rosalia were destroyed by fire.
It happened shortly before 3 Tuesday afternoon behind the main fire station. Officials say the building housed an older fire truck that was used as a backup to fight grass and brush fires. Four additional trucks in the main building were not affected by the blaze. KSN News reports the firefighters were unable to get the building's overhead door open due to the blaze. They were forced to cut a hole in the door and pull it away from the building. Both the building and truck, which were insured, are a total loss. Damage was estimated to be about $90,000. The cause of the blaze remains under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved a contract that they hope will lay the groundwork for a new water treatment facility.
The contract between the city and Burns & McDonald provides the necessary initial work in planning and securing funding for a new water treatment plant. While the city has a location selected, there are still several steps of review and work that must be done before submitting a proposal to the EPA by late March. If funding is granted, additional work on designing and calculating rate impacts to customers must be approved by the city council before construction would begin. Roddy Price, KNSS News.
A 21-year-old man accused of raping a 4-year-old girl at the downtown YMCA in Wichita has been released on bond. Caleb Gaston is charged with rape in an attack on a 4-year-old child on January 29th. He was being held on $100,000 bond. Gaston had been a part-time employee at the YMCA since 2013. The Wichita YMCA Tuesday issued another written statement regarding steps it is taking to protect members and visitors at the Y. Vice President Mike Pence stopped in Japan before traveling to the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. The vice president says the Asian region is united against North Korea.
We will continue to stand shoulder to shoulder with the people of Japan, the people of South Korea, and our allies and partners across the region until we achieve the global objective of the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The vice president will be attending the Winter Games. The opening ceremony is Friday. The Justice Department is filing criminal charges against an illegal immigrant for a suspected drunk driving crash that killed a pro football player.
Federal prosecutors charging Manuel Orrego Zavala Tuesday with illegal entry of a previously deported alien. Authorities say the 37-year-old from Guatemala is responsible for Sunday's crash on a highway in Indianapolis that killed Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson and his Uber driver. President Trump on Twitter calling Jackson's death disgraceful and challenged Democrats to get tough on the border and illegal immigration. Orrego Zavala was deported twice and has criminal convictions in the U.S. for drunk driving and other offenses. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Some stolen property was recovered by Wichita police after a traffic stop near Lincoln and Hydraulic. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says last Saturday, a patrol officer spotted a car with a stolen tag pulling it over on South Ellis. Now, the driver of the car was a 54-year-old man, and there were two passengers in the car, a man and a woman. And police discovered brass knuckles in the car and other items related to crimes as far back as 5 years ago.
Officers located illegal weapons, drug paraphernalia, and multiple documents of mail, debit cards, identification cards, Social Security cards, and birth certificates. Several of the documents have been reported stolen under six cases in 2017 and one case in 2013.
The woman was booked into jail on an aggravated weapons violation, possession of a narcotic instrument, and possession of stolen property. Driver of the car arrested for driving with a suspended license and an illegal tag violation.
A Kansas bill would legally protect Good Samaritans who break into vehicles to save overheating children and animals. The Topeka Capital Journal reports lawmakers heard testimony Monday for the potential legislation. The bill states it would provide immunity from civil liability when a vehicle is damaged by a person trying to aid a vulnerable person or domestic animal in situations where there is imminent danger of harm and law enforcement has been notified.
Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. This is certainly another heavy coat-wearing day as we head out to work or school, but temperatures today do start to warm up a little bit more. We'll be around 40 with sunshine this afternoon. Tonight, clear and not as cold. Our low 26. Tomorrow looks to be a one-day warm-up for us. Breezy and 56, back in the mid-40s by Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 9 degrees, a north wind at 9 miles per hour. The wind chill is 4 below. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and it is cold out there this morning, Ted.
Woo! Yeah, it's brisk.
It is brisk this morning. Cops in Scotland had a barn surrounded for 45 minutes for a tense standoff with a tiger. A toy tiger.
In fairness to the cops, the farmer called to say that there was a tiger in his cow shed. He was afraid his pregnant cow was about to become the feline's next meal. Police responded in force and surrounded the outbuilding. Having the tiger contained, they called a local wildlife park to see if one of their tigers had escaped. The answer was no, so they cautiously moved in, only to discover the dangerous animal was just a big plush toy. No one seems to know how the stuffed animal got into the shed. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
6:35 now, Steve and Ted. Well, an honest mistake. It was a stuffed tiger in there. Not a real tiger. I'll bet the policeman felt a little silly about that. A woman in Maine who prepared a salad says she realized after a couple of bites that her fork was stuck in a 3-inch lizard, minus the tail.
Oh.
After vomiting and getting over her shock, Michelle Carr, a nurse, said she feared she could have ingested harmful bacteria. A biologist friend believes she found a blue-bellied lizard from California. Carr said she bought a bag of store-brand romaine lettuce at a supermarket in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, January 26th. Lettuce was distributed by a California company. A supermarket spokeswoman said it has notified the supplier. She made her own salad out of this mix and didn't see that lizard in there, I guess. Got to be careful.
It was probably green as well.
Yeah, one of the reasons Ted doesn't eat salad very much.
Yeah, that is. That's how that gets a good reason.
You never know when a lizard might crop up in there, right?
Yeah.
Former Miss America Mallory Hagan is running for Congress from Eastern Alabama. The 29-year-old announced her Democratic bid for Alabama's District 3 seat during an event at her parents' dance studio yesterday. Hagan was crowned Miss America in 2013 and until recently worked as a news anchor in Columbus, Georgia. Hagan says many people feel unheard after nearly four terms of Republican Representative Mike Rogers holding the congressional seat. Says she knows how to talk to people, assess their problems, and come up with solutions. But that's probably not going to be much help if she's in Congress. Those are the skills that are very rarely used, right? Anyway, best of luck to former Miss America, Mallory Hagan. All right, Ted. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. Again, I'm going to remind you about the app real quick here. The KNSS app from the App Store. It's free. You download it and leave us a comment by going to menu and click Talkback. Just a reminder that our question today is, candidates would be required to be at least 18 to run for statewide office in Kansas under legislation drafted in response to 6 teenagers entering the race for governor. What do you think? Should people under the age of 18 be allowed to run for governor and other statewide offices? And we get a good comment or two. We're playing in the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. See what you think about that. Sure, we have some opinions on that.
It's really easy to do. Again, you just go to the download the free KNSS app from the App Store, and away you go. Next thing you know, you're leaving a nice comment for Steve and Ted.
Yeah, we'll get you on the air here in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah. You bet. All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Lower trading and negative closes with some triple-digit losses continued yesterday for our live cattle and feeder cattle futures. There was a lack of fresh fundamental news for the cattle as they continued to slip off their latest round of highs. The lean hog futures also continued to trade and close negative yesterday, and the April lean hogs had their lowest trade yesterday since the 2nd of October. On the close yesterday, April live cattle, 90 cents lower at 124.57. March feeders down 95 cents at 148.72. And April lean hogs down $1.90 at 71.42. Now, new highs for the week and positive closes took place yesterday for the entire soybean complex, along with the wheat and the corn futures. The fundamentals have not changed. Fund buying lifted the futures higher yesterday. We also saw 225,000 metric tons of our U.S. corn were sold in an announcement. And Thursday at 2 p.m. is our monthly USDA supply and demand report. At the moment, March KC wheat 3¾ cents higher, 472¾. March corn up 0.75 cents at 364¼. March soybeans trading a penny lower at 985¼. March crude oil this morning 32 cents lower at 63.06. April gold, $2.40 lower, 1,327. The March S&P, 8.5 points lower at 26.85¾. March dollar index, 25 cents higher at $89.70. And March Dow Jones futures, 38 points lower at 24,766. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Lothar Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's a pretty good snowfall, snow depths up in the northwest part of Kansas yesterday, but really nothing down our way. You're in Butler County. Did you see any snowflakes or anything over there?
No, never saw a single thing. Talking to people in the northern part of the state, as that system worked its way east, it got lighter and lighter.
It just kind of petered out then as it moved across the state from west to east, huh?
Exactly.
And stayed north. I think it stayed north of even Hutchinson. It was pretty far north, so.
Yeah, so once again, we came out on the short end.
We still need some moisture, don't we?
We need a lot of it, and we need it as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. We appreciate it. The KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Now 640 with Steve and Ted. Hey, Journey and Def Leppard are coming to Wichita's Interest Bank Arena Monday, July 16th. We have tickets. In fact, we have two pairs this morning to give away, and I'm going to give away one of those pairs right now. Just give us a call at 869-1330, and you could be the winner of those Journey and Def Leppard tickets. Coming up, Don Graham, CFP, The Money Tracker, complex rules around inherited IRAs. Don's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.